Congratulations on a fantastic new album. Why the hell did it take that long?
Well, thank you, first of all. And it took a long time because we've been through some pretty dramatic changes. So those things, those kind of serious, heavy things that occasionally happen in life.
Like what?
Like Chris leaving, you know. Mm-hmm. So that, you know, that took a while to manage, you know, to took a while to happen, you know. It's like it took day by day over a year and a half, so that made it take a long time. Now sat here now, we've come through it and put a new band together and made a record, and we're buzzing. But yeah, that's the reason it took a while.
I mean, after the whole kind of experimental stuff that you did, now back to basics. Was that the plan?
I don't know if there's ever any plan, but we definitely, as we started rehearsing and writing. With the new lineup, we wanted to make something more direct and a guitar record. We definitely wanted to do another guitar record all along. You know, the last record, which was more conceptual and more experimental for us. You know, there was a purpose to it, and then this time around, the purpose was just to keep it to play things simple. I think sometimes just, you know, being more direct and not overcomplicating things is a harder thing to pull off. So, you know, we just wanted to do that, and we wanted just to show that we can play again.
One thing that struck me on this album was ballads. What's that thing called, Love, for example? I thought, what's going on with Tom? Has he gone all and smoochy? I'm worried.
Yeah, there are a few mid-tempo songs on it. I mean, that is that song in particular is as close as we've got to a... yeah, a rock ballad, a soft rock ballad, if you will. Yeah, you know, we like songs like that occasionally. You know, Everybody Hurts is one hell of a soft rock ballad too. And I don't know. I guess we're four albums in now. There's a certain level of maturity that we have. You know, when we look back at ourselves when we were making our debut, you know, there's no way a song like that would have made it onto The Back Room or any of our previous records, really. And I don't know, now I wrote that song, and the band were like, well, let's give it a go. Let's go for it. Why not?
I mean, some of the songs are so kind of dark and twisted. I mean, from lyric-wise, I mean, The Weight of Your Love. And I think, how can someone who's got, you know, nice family, you know, how can you write these lyrics without, you know, going through the pain?
Well, I mean, they're not directly, you know, it's not like I you know, I've been through breakups. That's happened in my life. It's not happened recently, but, you know, yeah, I mean, all the songs are kind of love songs of a type, and some of them are kind of, some of them on the record are, I would say, kind of positive sentiments of, I guess, what traditional love songs are. But some of them, like you say, are a bit twisted, and well, What Is This Thing Called Love is a breakup song, but it's kind of inspired by someone next to me rather than myself, you know? But, you know, I think that's what, as a lyricist, you do. You put yourself into certain situations, you let your mind wander, and you see what happens.
Does that work after 4 years? I mean, is that still the same feeling? Does it give you the same buzz?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. Trying to, with this set of songs, and that one in particular, and a couple of others, I've definitely tried to be really direct with the message and not wrap up the lyrics in kind of ambiguity and kind of... And I think that's not an easy thing to do, like... to express an emotion like that so simply, and also being comfortable in the way that you've expressed it, is you know, is many ways as hard to do as to write something cryptic and, you know, might as well mean nothing. So, like, yeah, I mean, you just do your thing, don't you? You go along trying to do what you think's right for the songs and for you as an artist. And
I like it, the way you play with words, like The Weight of Your Love, tons of, you know, it's very descriptive. And I think that gives the song, combined with the instrument, you know, with the melody and how it's played, it gives it a certain picture, which you managed on the last album with a lot of experimental electronic stuff.
Fun for a rock record, wasn't it, for us? It felt like, yeah, be a band in a room. But then also in moments, if you want to have strings or play an acoustic guitar or have brass, do things, we've not really done those things before. So, yeah, the traditional tools of the rock band.
Have you played... the new stuff live?
We've just been working on it last week. We have been practicing our set that we're going to be touring over the summer, and yeah, we've been getting all the songs up to speed. you know, we did rehearse a lot of these songs, so we, you know, some have come easily, and then the other ones that we did a little bit more of studio jury pokery with are, you know, they're always the difficult ones to play. But yeah, I think a lot of these songs are going to come across really well on those festival stages, which will be, you know, in our wellies.
Any music that you've been listening to in the last couple of years that kind of inspired you to the new album?
I'm not sure if anything like so recent has been inspiring me. I mean, I think the record's born out of a love of a lot of kind of alt-rock American bands, be it from, you know, I've chatted to you about R.E.M. before, but, you know, R.E.M. or Arcade Fire or The Boss or newer stuff, you know, I don't know, The National or Spoon or those, that a lot of the bands that we fall in love with collectively as a band ourselves over the last decade have been American. I'm not sure that anything so recent has actually inspired this record so much, but I think just out of a feeling and all a warmth from us to those type of artists, really.
Do you think there are any really good British bands about?
I Blur. Do. Blur, yeah, Blur are great, yeah. Blur are a great British band, yeah. And there are some, but I think there are definitely more in my record collection that I love that are, have been American, but there are Radiohead, Blur, two wonderful, very different, but kind of eccentric British rock pop bands, yeah.
I'm talking about Radiohead and Blur. I mean, they've changed paths and tracks about bazillions of times. Mm. I mean, listen to Modern Life is Rubbish and Think Tank, and can you think, is that the same band? The same goes for Radiohead. Is that something that you like to do at some point? Like, do something completely different?
Well, I think we kind of have in some ways. Like, you know, I think our four records, I mean, they're all pretty different. I mean, especially the third one and this one are very different from our first two. So I know we definitely aspire to have careers like those bands, definitely.
I haven't read many interviews, newer interviews, on this album. Have you been quite quiet about it, or have you just not had time?
Yeah, I mean, this is, I don't know, we finished it in, March. Yeah. So it's a real quick... there's not much waiting around on it, so it's finished, it's ready, and we'll get it out there, and then hopefully people will hear it, you know, and we'll try and remind people that, you know, we're back.
I've only found out about the new record, I think, about 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, I think that was when it's announced, but, yeah. I mean, for the, you know, there was a long period of, when things were going bad with Chris, and it was like, you know, we weren't talking about anything, because it was like, it felt like the band was coming to a point where it couldn't function anymore. So when we were doing those sessions, you know, this was like a year and a half, 2 years ago, maybe some of them, my first sessions for this record, when maybe we would have been doing some press around that time, we weren't, because it was like, it wasn't going very well. And then that kind of culminated in Chris going. And then that was obviously a very scary time. So yeah, there was no press there neither. You know, it's not something you really want to talk about. So we're just trying to struggling to find out, remember, or trying to figure out what the band is and what we're about, and, you know, getting some more people involved. And then before we knew it, we were in Nashville making the record, and we're sat here now. So
was it that? I mean, I didn't expect it to have been that bad. Like, even the idea of maybe calling it a day.
Yeah, I mean, well, we didn't really know if we could function as well. We couldn't function as four people anymore making music, so that stopped working. So when Chris going, three of us, we intended to try and make it work, but it was possible that it wasn't going to work. Yeah.
Was Nashville then a kind of an inspirational buzz, going somewhere completely different, different country, different people? Was that kind of something that gave you, like, you know, that extra thing?
Yeah, I think it was just, you know, we've all got family lives and girlfriends, partners, and, you know, in different places. So just to be in one place and concentrate on just the record, and, you know, we're going to do this record that we've been messing around for a little while, and now we've got this thing to focus on and a deadline as well, you know. So it's like,
if I've got shit at work, obviously, like, my friends, they'd kind of realise, and they kind of said, well, you know what, I don't like you, your mood's shit. Is that something that you have as well? Is that, or are you just too far away from your friends, partners, to show them?
It depends. Like on the last record, we made that in London, really. So we were never really too far. I mean, Russell spends a lot of time in New York, but really, we weren't most of us weren't too far away from our day-to-day lives, were we? It's like, we weren't, you know, you could, after the studio, or the weekends, you go back home and you'd be in home again in that space. So you would be close to other people that weren't part of your record-making process. And that can be good. But that's what we did on the last record. And the fact that the wheels had fallen off and we put a new band together, and it was important to put us in a place where we were out of reach of that, you know? So I think it was important to be away from that for this record. Because we're a new band, we're trying to get to know each other again.
What is the new single?
The new single will be A Ton of Love. And yeah, I think that's just, it's just starting to be played on the radio now, so it's a bit of a buzz for us to, you know, it's been 4 years since our last album, and to have a song again on the radio, a new song on the radio is wicked, you know? We still get excitement from that, which is good. And then, yeah, festivals, loads of festivals, and then proper touring after the summer. So yeah, just doing our thing again.
Tell me about that song. How did it come about?
Ton of Love was always like, it was a rocker, wasn't it? It came around pretty quickly.
It was pretty straightforward once Tom had given the initial demo out of the song. You know, that was a, you know, get into the room and play it, and you know, it was an afternoon. You know, some of the songs obviously you go around the houses with, and they can be weeks on end, but this was, you know, this was like done in a day, and didn't really need re-questioning. I think that was it. And then when we went into record, straight to the point, you know, got some good sounds up and just rocked it.
Yeah, it's quite often like the singles tend to be songs like that come together quickly. I don't know why that is. Yeah, I remember Munich was similar.
Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Good to see you again.